Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
BT and I are joined by Henrik Lundqvist and Dr. Jonathan Salek, who, you know, look, helped save Hank's life here, and they're going to get into some of the details. Approximately 40,000 people each year are treated for recurrent pericarditis, 20,000 cases new each year in the U.S., and they're trying to raise awareness of a chronic heart disease that's often misdiagnosed. We welcome to the show Henrik Lundqvist and Dr. Jonathan Salek. Hank, why don't you tell us first about why you're on with us and bringing awareness to this disease?
Well, RP, recurrent pericarditis, changed my life in a big way. It forced me to retire from hockey. You know, coming off a open heart surgery, I was close to getting back to the NHL, and then I was diagnosed with RP, and it was a lot of unknown, a lot of questions, and again, it changed my life a lot. So now, you know, 4 years later, it's part of my life. Still trying to, you know, I figured it out, but it's about listening to your body. It's about educating yourself and get a good game plan in place. And that's why I feel like this is a great opportunity, you know, to spread awareness through this campaign, lifedisrupted.com, and help other people out there that have similar experiences.
Now, it's a great thing that you guys are doing here. So, you know, before this was diagnosed and your body starts to send signals, what were you feeling? I mean, what was going on where you're like, something's just not right?
Well, again, two separate things here. I had the open heart surgery, and then in recovery, I started to feel a lot better, a lot stronger, started working out, started skating, trending in the right direction. And then just one day, I just felt massive pain in my chest and in my back. I felt sick. In that moment, I didn't know what was going on. And the first time they told me I had pericarditis, I didn't know what that was, you know. So it was about understanding exactly what was going on through conversations with doctors. And again, get a good game plan. As an athlete, you're pretty stubborn. You know, you try to overcome a lot of things by just hard work. But here, you really have to be smart about it. It's about doing less, not push your heart in terms of high heart rate or anything like that to actually start feeling better. So being patient throughout this process has been extremely important.
And Dr. Salek, tell us, I'm assuming now with Henrik Lundqvist being diagnosed with this is bringing great awareness to it. Tell us about your work with this disease.
Yeah, so just to give you some background, the pericardium is the fibrous sac around the heart. And when that sac gets inflamed, that's what's called pericarditis. In the vast majority of circumstances, we actually don't know what causes it. It might be a virus, but you may or may not have symptoms of a viral infection before you get diagnosed. And the classic symptom is exactly as Henrik is is saying. It's chest pain, often radiates to the back, often worse lying down or taking big breaths in. And exercise really makes the symptoms worse. As you can imagine, if you stretch out the inflamed pericardium around your heart by having your heart contract faster and stronger, it just makes the inflammation worse. And so you really need to restrict exercise as part of the treatment plan. There are other treatments as well, and most patients do well. But up to a third of patients can have recurrent symptoms, and that's what RP is. In my work as the director of the pericardial disease program at Mass General, I see a lot of patients with RP, and I think it's really important to emphasize what Henrik said, that you can live an active, healthy life and lifestyle with RP with the right diagnosis and treatment plan. So I think it's really important to get diagnosed and treated early so we can get you on proper therapy early.
No question. Is there generally like an age where if it's going to surface, it surfaces earlier or later generally, or is it just kind of all over the map, mixed bag?
It's a bit more common in young people, but it can happen at any age. My youngest patients are in their teens, and my oldest are in their 90s.
Wow.
So it can really happen
wow.
to anyone.
Yeah.
Usually we don't know what causes it, but in Henrik's case, after an open heart surgery where the pericardium is opened up to actually do the aortic valve procedure, you can definitely get pericarditis afterwards as that pericardium gets inflamed after surgery.
Henrik, you didn't really want to play for the Capitals anyway.
Come get on. Out of here,
you
the Capitals.
You want to play for the Caps?
Stop.
Right?
Yeah, you know what? Reflecting on it, it was never meant to be, right? First, I had the open heart surgery. I overcame that. Then I was really close to joining them. Then I had the pericarditis end it instead. So, yeah, it was never meant to be.
Looking back on your career, Henrik, and I was there for a lot of these postseason games, and obviously you're a legend, New York sports royalty. Is there one game or one series that sticks with you the most of you guys falling short of eventually winning a Stanley Cup?
Well, there's a few. We had that window between 12 and 16 where we're in the conference finals many times, and there were so many great series because we tended to go seven games in a lot of the series. So I do remember a couple of the game seven, especially at home, winning in overtime. In 14, making it to the finals were obviously very exciting. At the same time, it's a heartbreak, the fact that we didn't pull it off. But I do reflect on some of those games, moments, but also a lot of the teammates and the experiences I've had as a Ranger throughout the 15 years I played.
Well, right now, a game seven in a conference finals feels a long ways away. We got to get some wins at the Garden here. 0-5-1. Henrik, what is going on with this current group of Rangers? What's the story, man?
Well, it's funny. Some years you play really good at home and then you struggle on the road. So far, it's been the opposite. They've been really good on the road and just haven't really gained any traction at home. And I think it's a matter of time. I really like the way they're playing, especially on the road, able to create more scoring chances. But as a player, you do want to win at home because you do want to build that confidence in front of your own fans and make it a place where it's hard to come in and play as a road team. So hopefully they can turn things around this week and start gaining a lot of confidence at home, because on the road, again, they've been looking pretty good.
And they look like some of the teams that you played for where you were great doing all you could, standing on your head and net, and they can't score any damn goals. Henrik, how many times you got to go through that? How frustrating was that, some of those years where you were doing all you could, you had the defense in front of you doing their job, but you guys offensively just couldn't get to that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Next level.
Well, you win as a team, you lose as a team. And I think as a goalie, when you know maybe you're struggling scoring, it just means that you need to be on your game even more. And sometimes that makes it even more exciting as a goalie. You know every save matters, you know. One mistake, and that could be the game. So knowing that just helps you to push yourself to be in the right place. And it looks like Igor, he's playing really well. You know, he's putting that pressure on himself. He knows that he has to be on for them to win.
You know, in a lot of ways, I don't know if you look at it this way, and I've seen your show on MSG. You talked a lot of the old Nick athletes. It's fun. I like the loose conversation. It's a really good watch here. And I've always kind of looked at you as, you know, the Rangers version of Patrick Ewing, an all-time great, the fans revere. As Sal said, didn't always have the offense around you, some deficient rosters. Do you feel, I don't know if kinship is the right word, but do you feel like that kind of connection to Pat, even though Pat was before you? Do you feel that a little bit?
You know what? It's funny you say that. I had him on my podcast here about a year ago, and we did talk about the similarities throughout our careers, the amount of years we played at the Garden, and there's a lot of dots there where we could connect. And since I retired, it's been great to, you know, just run into a lot of the alumni, both on the Rangers side and the Knicks side. I spend a lot of time at the Garden now, both for Knicks and Ranger games. So, you know, when you play, you didn't really have time to interact with a lot of the alumni. You saw them once in a while, but now spending more time at the Garden, which I love, it's just a great opportunity to get to know a lot of the guys, and Pat is definitely one of them.
You know, Doc, you saved his life. You're hitting him up for tickets, what, signed jerseys, signed sticks. Henrik, there's not enough you could give back. Doc, you better be taking advantage of that relationship, right?
Well, it's been great to get to know Henrik. Yeah, I'm actually from Manhattan, so I've been a major Rangers sports fan for a long time, and it's a wonderful opportunity for me to interact with him and hear his story and help and try to help, you know, other patients.
What other teams you grow up rooting for? Are you a Yanks or a Mets guy?
I'm a huge Yankees fan.
Attaboy, no. Doc. So there we go.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I think we're out of time now, boys.
Attaboy.
All right, Hank, thank you so much. Dr. Salig, we appreciate it. Hopefully we can help bring some awareness to this stuff. Hank, you're a legend. We love you and appreciate you in New York sports. Look forward to seeing you out there at the Garden.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. All right, there you have it. So obviously it's for a great cause here. Henrik Lundqvist, anytime you get a chance to have him on BT, you got to take that opportunity. And a lot of people are affected by this. So, you know, it's scary to think about where, what is it called? Recurrent pericarditis, where you heard from Henrik Lundqvist, you're thinking top athlete in the world, great goaltender of all time.
Yeah.
He's out there trying to play, still can extend his NHL career, goes with the Capitals, and then obviously this happens here. So, and he never ended up suiting up for the Capitals. Now, you hope it wasn't under a different circumstance, but it is nice to look back and say lifelong Ranger. And like you said, unfortunately, he's a New York sports legend, but in the realm with Patrick Ewing, where you're lacking that Stanley Cup championship.
You know, it's funny. It's like kind of lazy radio, which we don't do, but I just thought about this, like the Mount Rushmore, you know, that old conversation. If you think about the Mount Rushmore of really all-time revered New York athletes without a championship.
Yeah.
Lundqvist is on that. Chisel something out for Pat. Chisel out something for Don Mattingly. The fourth one I'm not exactly sure about, but those three guys are. I almost think when you don't win, think about like when
Judge. Dope gave me that one. Good line, Dope.
That's good. Come on,
Dope. That was a good one, Dope.
I mean, giving him the material? You're part of the Yankees crew. What are you doing, Dope?
That was good. A good one, yeah.
I think when you don't win, especially if you've had injuries and you're here forever, you know, like there's a different level. I don't want to say that people respect Patrick more than they do, you know, Jeter or Lawrence Taylor champions or Billy Smith from the Islanders or Brodeur. I'm not saying that at all, right? Or the 94 Rangers crew, obviously. But I think when you're here so long and you get to the precipice of the championship, as all the gentlemen that I just mentioned did, and you're an all-time great and you battle injuries, like, I think there's a different connection. It's almost like we feel your failures. It becomes more personal. And we want to see our teams win, but we want to see the individual crack through. Like, as much as I wanted the Knicks to win, I wanted to see Patrick become a champion. You know, I wanted to see Mattingly become a champion. And I'm sure Ranger fans, you know, and I'm not a crazy Ranger fan like you and some others, but you guys know what I'm saying. You wanted to see Henrik skate around with that cup and, you know, feel the adulation that others did in this city.
Yeah, now he didn't give a specific, but I had a couple in mind. The first one for me would be 2011-2012, where they lost in the conference finals to the Devils. And I thought for sure they were the better team. That was the Rangers' year. They lost in the conference finals to the Devils, so that was one bad one. And then...
How many games? Was that a quick share? I don't remember.
I forget exactly. Okay. I mean, it's going back a long time now.
No, I got it.
And then the one... Like, even losing in a cup final, I just thought the Kings were better. Lundqvist did all he could, literally at times standing on his head in net. The Kings were just the better team. So that one didn't bother me as much. The year after losing Game 7 at home of the Eastern Conference Finals to the Lightning, they lost 3-0. It was one of the worst sporting events I've ever been to in my life.
I was into that series. Yeah. I don't know why, but I was into that series. Tampa,
and that was the game McDonald was playing on a broken ankle. I think Zuccarello was out, if I'm not mistaken. They were banged up. They had a little misfortune as well. Hey, look, that's a lot of it as well in sports. Luck is a part of it. But those 2 years, the year after the Stanley Cup final appearance where they lost to the Kings, where they lost Game 7 at home in the Eastern Conference final to the Lightning, and 2 years before that where they lost to the Devils, those were the 2 years for me
that
were Hank's best shots.
He was so good.
He's a legend. Great talking with New York sports royalty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.